My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Happy football, everybody. Doug Karsh, Scott the Gator Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Lions play football tonight, which means football, and we get to watch.
It does, in fact, mean football.
So the thing about it is, yeah, a bunch of starters will be out, but there are going to be guys that play that will, I expect, have a huge impact on this season. There are guys that we don't expect to have a huge impact on this season, but will, that are going to play tonight. And you just go back to last year. At the beginning of last year, you know, who did we not know was going to have a huge impact on the season? Well, quite frankly, the rookies. Like, we didn't know how good that rookie class was going to be. We had, you know, we were hearing good vibes a year ago at this time. Can you think about a year ago at this time, we were completely naive as to how good the four rookies were going to be?
I don't know if we were completely naive.
I think we were.
I don't know if we were completely naive. I think we all had some high expectations, maybe not as high as what it looked to be for Jahmyr Gibbs, but we thought Jahmyr Gibbs was going to be a player. I think the question was, did they need to get him in the first round? We had high expectations for your guy, Jack Campbell.
I would bet that all four of those players exceeded reasonable expectations from 1 year ago today.
I think all exceeded them except for Jack Campbell. I think
you shut your whore mouth.
I'm just saying. I think the expectation was way up here for Jack. I mean, for me, it was. I had it way up there, and it's not that he was bad. I thought he was very good, but he wasn't quite what I was expecting from moment one. It's okay. He ended up being. I think he's going to be great.
But you had the bar high for Campbell. Yeah. I think you predicted like 180 tackles or some crazy like,
number. Relax, relax.
Look, I was just trying to knock Doug off the leg, but. The other guys, I do think Gibbs exceeded expectations. I thought Brian Branch was going to be good, but he made an impact right away, and we're like, oh, Brian Branch is actually really good. And Sam Laporta was ridiculous. I think Sam Laporta is the one that totally exceeded expectations. But I don't know if I'd use the word naive.
I'll go ahead and use it. A year ago today, this was our show sheet. Game week for the Lions. Lions walk through today. The Giants are in town for joint practices, game on Friday. We were previewing a Lions-Giants game 1 year ago today. I saw a buddy who was always skeptical, and he was fired up. Another was just worried. The relationship between the fan base and the team, it might be changing. 1 year later, we can say that the relationship has changed.
There you go.
1 year later, we could say that was the show sheet 1 year ago today. The champ of the week, by the way, was WWE SummerSlam. The chump was Jose Ramirez.
Okay.
1 year ago. 1 year ago today.
Jose Ramirez, Tiger Killer.
Yep. All right. So we asked a question via Twitter, and we got a ton of responses. Question is, Lions Giants tonight. Pick the one Lions player you want to look great tonight. A, because it helps the team. Maybe he's your personal favorite, or you want this player to push a current starter. Who you got? Who do you most want to crush it tonight? So this is your personal guy that you will love to see go out and dominate tonight. Got a ton of feedback on this. Matthew writes in, Levi Onwuzurike would be nice to see dominate. Have been waiting on him since we drafted him. Time to see him at full strength. Matthew, 100%. When we were leading up to that draft, and you start watching guys that you're hoping your team's going to draft, in the case of Onwuzurike, Levi Onwuzurike was one of these massive, in the middle of a defensive line, defensive tackles, where the ball was snapped, and it looked like he would make his way around the guard in the center without getting touched. He was so quick off the ball. He was a dancing bear. He was so fast. And basically, we haven't seen that version of him since he's gotten to Detroit. He had a back injury when they drafted him. It never really healed properly. He's been up and down in terms of the physical abilities. Now he's finally healthy, and we're hearing nothing but rave reviews. If Levi Onwuzurike, who's I'm sure done a lot of work in the weight room, has a chance now to live up to what he could have been, it would be such an unexpected development.
It'd be great. It'd be fantastic. The bar was set very high the moment he was drafted because of the way Brad Holmes reacted to it and how he wanted to trade up back into the first round and get him, was talked out of it. Ends up being talked out of moving up in the second round and just stay where you're at, be patient, and he fell to him and all excited about it. And unfortunately, we just haven't seen it because of injuries. He's got the tools. Like you said, if you watched him play in college, he was spectacular.
Yep.
He was a dominating force. And now in training camp, knocking on wood here, but the coach comes out and signals him out right away and says that, you know what, Onwuzurike, he's one of the best. All right, I'm here for it. I want to see it. It'd be awesome if he were, because you start looking at, you know, the future of this team and Ali McNeil. We already love Ali McNeil, and they signed DJ Reader for a reason. But if Onwuzurike is on par with those guys, then you've got a real rotation to work with. And then, you know, hey, take a look at these three guys here. Here's the bar and the example set for someone like Broderick Martin. You got to live up to it.
Look for big number 91. Tonight, from Nubs Gets Dubs, I would love to see Owusika play well enough tonight to push Glasgow for starting left guard. In my opinion, the moment Ragnow and Glasgow get nicked up with injury, the interior offensive line will be a giant question.
I think it's a good observation. The backup offensive line, you always want to make sure that they look good and can provide the protection for the quarterback in the passing game and open up lanes in the running game. And Owusika is a big one. Without a doubt. Colby Sorsdahl, the tackle, is another one that, okay, you've been here for a couple of years now, and they had high hopes for you. Are you developing into someone who can be a starting lineman in this league?
Did I see Christian Mahogany's hurt?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. The draft pick out of Boston College, who they really love. More of the feedback. Who would you most like to see crush it tonight? From 4T1463 on Twitter, Arnold and Rakestraw, the secondary must develop to take the next step.
Not sure we're going to see him. I think we might see Rakestraw. I don't think we're going to see Arnold. You know, the fact that he came right back the next day because of concussion, but I don't know if he's going to play tonight.
I guess if it's for injury, that's one thing. If they're holding him out because he's too good, I guess that's overall a good thing, but if it's injury related, I suppose better safe than sorry. From the real Vader.
The real Vader?
Yep. DPJ / Antoine Green. We need to know what we have beyond our top three. We need to see how that depth plays out and if we need to shop for anyone who may or may not become available from other teams' castoffs.
DPJ and Antoine Green are getting pushed by Darius Fountain and Caden Davis.
Yep.
Maybe they're just different positions. You know, because those guys are more, I guess DPJ and Antoine Green, that's where the size is. But Fountain and Davis are getting all the hype right now during these practices.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who do you most want to see crush it? You want to see crush it tonight. Lions, Giants, 248-539-9797. Jamal is in Detroit, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. All right.
The two people I want to see ball out the most would be Hendon Hooker and Levi. And I say that because if you look at all the draft picks that Brad has made over the years, those are the two that are, I would say, in question. And if those two hit, the guy has not had a bad draft pick in 4 years now.
It's asking a lot to say you want him to be 100% in the draft.
Well, be more so, I guess, with Onyeka, because he's in his fourth year. Hendon Hooker's in his second year, which is really effectively his first year because he couldn't play last year.
Yeah.
Correct.
So he still has more runway left. But this is a monster year for Levi Onyeka.
Yeah,
and Kevin Zeitler's comments, just, you know, saying we have two $20 million defensive tackles, that just made me, you know, super geeked.
Okay,
Levi can be.
Where did you see that? I didn't see that. It's a great comment. Where did you see it?
Yeah, it was one of those press conferences that the players do.
Yeah.
It was after a practice, and he said we have two $20 million defensive tackles, talking about Levi and McNeil.
Okay, wow. That's quite a statement.
Yeah.
Quite a statement.
It has me fired up.
Yeah, well, again, hopefully the feedback that our eyes give us tonight coincides with everything that's been said about Levi Onyeka in this training camp. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your responses. Who do you most want to see kill it tonight? We'll take your phone calls and read your texts. Also coming up at 12:35, another edition of Who's on Top.
The quote, I believe, is, I think we're going to have two $20-plus million defensive tackles soon. Talking about McNeil and Onyeka.
Wow.
That was a quote.
Who had that quote?
Credit
where credit's due?
Yeah, I found it on a Reddit, and I'm trying to see who actually has this. The official subreddit of the Detroit Lions.
Okay. Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.